Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we talked some about the silence of God. What a wonderful place in God when He can silence us. Then, my friend, our faith can engage and move mountains and part seas. Wow. Now, listen close. When God can silence our emotions and our words and our thoughts, then and only then can our faith, the faith of the Son of God, can engage in our situations and our circumstances in our lives. Let me say that again. When God can silence our emotions and our words and our thoughts, then and only then can our faith, the true faith, the faith of the Son of God, can engage in our situations in our circumstances, in our life. Wow. Now, listen still more closer, my friend. Did you know that there are three types of silence? A silence of words, a silence of desires, and a silence of thought. The first is perfect. The second is even more perfect. And the third is most perfect. In the first, the silence of words, there is a virtue, there is a strength that is acquired. In the second, the silence of desires, quietness is obtained. And in the third, the silence of thought, this is our goal, the internal recollection of all of the senses. To lay hold of the silence of thought is to arrive and abide at the center of our being where Christ dwells. Not by speaking or desiring nor reasoning do we reach the central place of our inward walk. That place where God speaks to our inward man. Now, Paul knew this secret quite well. In Ephesians 3:16, Paul tells the believers at Ephesus that he, that would be God, would grant you according to the riches of his, that's God's glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inward man. For it is there that God communicates himself to our spirit, and there in the innermost depths of our being, he teaches us about himself. He guides us to this place where he alone speaks his most secret words from his heart to us. We must enter into this through all silence if we would hear his divine voice within us. Forsaking the world will not accomplish this, nor renouncing all of our desires. Oh no, even if we should renounce all things created, what then? Well, rest is found only in this threefold silence, only before an open door where God may communicate himself to us. It is the place he can transform us into himself. Let me say that again. It is the place where he can transform us into himself. Now, this transformation of our soul consists not in speaking to God, nor in thinking on God, but in loving God greatly. And how is this love acquired? By means of a perfect resignation to God's faithfulness to us in this threefold silence. I truly hope you had your spirit open and the Holy Spirit was able to touch your heart with my words. Okay, let's go ahead and get back to the 23rd chapter of Job. I would like to set up things by saying true faith. Remember, we're looking at what is true faith, but true faith is faith in God and God alone. True faith is faith in God and God alone. Notice, beginning in verse 8, where we see Job's spiritual condition, or I should say his spiritual position, in his own understanding of God at this point in this great trial that he's going through. Job says in verse 8, behold. Now that word behold all throughout the Bible means stop, look, and listen. So when you see that word behold, you stop, you look, and you listen. But he says, I go forward, but God is not there. And backward, but I cannot see or perceive him. I look to the left hand where he works, but I cannot behold him. He hides himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. Have you ever been there, my friend? Does this not seem to be the way often in our lives? Even for those who have Christ in them, Christ in us does not assure our lives to be a bed of roses, sunshine, or a bucket of puppies. Let me say that again. Even if Christ is in us, hope of glory, does not assure us that our lives will be a bed of roses and always sunshine and a bucket of puppies. Oh no. Sometimes it really does not matter if we go forward or backwards or to either side. It does not matter how hard we look, you know, how hard we seek, how hard we strain, or how much we think we have to hear from God. No matter how much we cry out to God for an answer, or worse, an explanation that will tell us what to do, or at least to tell us what God is doing. There are times when none of all of these procedures and things, you know, they just don't matter. All they produce is silence. We are just in the mix of a horrible trial and tribulation, and we cannot go forward, and we cannot go backwards, and we cannot go from side to side. It is almost as if we are in a spiritual prison cell. Have you ever been there? I have, my friend. Now be honest with yourself and me and God. When we are stuck, when things are like this going on, our emotions, they rise up, and fear and anxiety will rise up, and they confuse us. It begins to stir things up in our soulish man, which could open us up and could possibly give ground to the enemy and even to Satan. And yes, we are paralyzed in one sense of the word, as far as we can tell. But of course, in reality, we are not. We only think and we feel like we are. Again, our emotions lead us astray. Now, in verse 10, and, you know, here is the glimmer of truth that I said that Job expresses, which tells me that he begins to get it. The light of revelation begins to shine, and Job begins to receive it from the Lord. Job says in verse 8 and 9, I cannot see God. I cannot move forward or backwards, to the left or to the right. But in verse 10, Job says, in spite of everything going on in my life, in spite of everything going on in your life, my friend, God knows the way that I take. When he tries me, I shall come forth as gold. Job 23 and 10. In other words, Job was saying, I may not know the way, but I can put my faith, my true faith, in the Greek, believe it or not, in the one who does know the way. I can hold God's hand by faith, walking as we go together through the dark days. But God knows the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, right there it is. And it is exactly what Peter said in 1 Peter 1 and 7. When it speaks of the trials of your faith, which is more precious than gold. Don't you know Peter would have been the perfect person to say our trials are more precious than gold? After all, Peter of the 12 disciples seemed to be the one always stepping in things, or more often always seemed to be pulling his feet out of his mouth. But being a fisherman by trade, he would not have known the physical properties and principles of why gold is purified by fire. Still, can you believe Peter rebuked Jesus for telling the disciples he would be killed and then raised again on the third day? In Matthew 16 and 22, then Peter took him, that was Jesus, and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Matthew 16 and 22. Can you imagine if Jesus would not have been crucified, if Jesus would have listened to Peter? Wow. And we all know Peter's conduct and behavior at the fire when Jesus was brought before the high priest. Three times Peter denied Jesus. Maybe that is when Peter learned the trial of our faith, which is more precious as gold. When gold is tried by fire, it is to purify the gold. No trial in our lives, no purification in our lives. Let me say that again. No trial in our lives, no purification in our lives. This is not my method, but this is God's method. But when gold is purified by fire, it brings out all of the impurities to the surface so that they can be taken away, so that they can be discarded. This is what God is doing in Job's life and in our lives, believe it or not. And this is what God is doing in your life and in my life. So listen closely. If we are in a trial, great or small, it is an absolute fact that all of the impurities of our faith and our relationship with God are going to come to the surface. For sure, they are ugly. Some of them may be sin and unbelief. But please know, God does not want this ugliness in our life. But it is in us, and He knows that. We just don't see it. But God knows all things. He knows the way that we take. He already sees it in us. And through the trials, He is bringing it to the surface so that we too now can see it and have it taken away from us. Wow. Our trials are more precious than gold. Wow. After it has been purified. More next week on What is True Faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and hoping that this ministry every week is touching your heart and you are getting it like Job. Amen.